This is February the 8th in the year 2001, and this is Bob Gilgore interviewing Delaine Norwood at her home at 818 Shannon Drive.
Good morning, Delaine.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Fine.
The nice smile you have on your face.
Thank you.
Let's begin the interview with just a broad question, and that is, tell me what it was like growing up in Chapel Hill. I assume you grew up in Chapel Hill.
I did. It was, at the time I thought it was really hard, but now that I look back, I really enjoyed it and I appreciated it, and I can appreciate neighbors. We didn't have locks on our doors. We didn't have keys to our house. We didn't have to worry about people walking in your house or coming in when you weren't at home. It was like the old saying, it takes a whole community to raise a child. And that was what it was like. We didn't have telephones until very late, but our parents always knew what was going on, what we had done. If we had done something bad in the community or something good, the word just got around and it got back to them.
What were your parents like?
Well, my mom was a disciplinarian. My dad worked. My mom had a job, but it was six children. And after I was born, I was the last of the first four. And 12 years later, I have a brother and a sister that came along. So my mom did not work during that time or after that, after they were born. And my dad was, my mom was like E.F. Hutton. She was a little short lady, but when she spoke, everybody heard her and everybody moved. If she said move, you moved. And my dad was just there to like reinforce things.
So your mom ran the household?
Yes.
What did your dad do for a living?
My dad worked at American Tobacco Company as a laborer.
What kind of labor did he do there?
I really don't know. He talked about working with those big bins, and all I know is that he would bring cigarettes home, and something, you know, he would do stuff like, my dad was, if he heard you talk, he could impersonate you, and he had a memory that was just amazing. I mean, he could remember things and words that people said and quoted word for word and do it so funny. He could tell jokes, and he was like, when I was a little girl, we didn't have television, and my dad would come home, and I mean, he would just tell us funny things, and he was our television. I mean, we would just sit there and wait, tell us again, tell us what you told us yesterday about blah, 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 you know, and it was like that.
Did he share his work with the family? Did he talk about it much?
He did, and that's what I'm thinking. He said something about the barrels, and then he worked on the line where you would line the cigarettes up, and they would come out on a long, one cigarette would be yay long. And he bought one home once, but he would work on that where you would fix them so they would be cut into actual, you know, cigarette length.
Did you ever get to see him work?
No. I've been to his job, but we weren't allowed to go in the back where he worked.
And did your mom do any day work at home when she was raising the family?
She, when my mom worked, she worked for a family at Victory Village, keeping children. And she had done some work at right across from Bredman's, where those apartments are. It used to be a laundry there, and she used to take shirts home and iron them for the lady there and be paid. I don't know what the fee would. Mm.
Did you work when you were growing up?
Yes, when I was in high school, I worked in the high school cafeteria, and we used to serve the trays, and they would give us our lunch. We could eat after all of the other children had eaten, and I did some babysitting.
Where did you play as a child? Did you play in a playground, out in the streets?
Out in the street. And then when I got to junior high school and going to Lincoln High School, the meeting place was the community center.
Which is now Hargraves.
And I can remember having my 16th birthday party at Hargraves Center. And that was, I mean, that was just the thrill of my life.
Did you feel that Hargraves was anything special?
Not at that particular time, but now I do.
I've been looking back on it. What was special about it?
It was like I say, it was where we would always meet. We didn't have dances at the school, but they had them at Hargraves. And we could go there and play games, play ball, basketball, play softball. They had the ping pong tables and shuffleboard. I mean, we had our Girl Scout meetings there. It was just the central meeting place.
Did you feel safe there?
Yes, very.
And happy there? And there were a lot of things to do, it sounds like.
It was.
Was there good supervision?
There was one lady, Miss Lucille Caldwell, and she was in charge of the center, and she was kind of like E.F. Hutton, too, when she spoke, because if you didn't do what she said, do, if you didn't stop playing or bring the ball in or whatever she said, do, then you knew that you couldn't come back there, and everybody else was going there, so you wanted to be there too, so you did what she said.
Everybody listened to Lucille
Caldwell. See, Caldwell's aunt.
His aunt.
His aunt, as you would say.
Either one will do.
Okay.
Tomato, tomato, potato, potato.
Yeah.
We all know what it is. What kind of a house did you live in?
A house that was too small for two girls and two boys and a mom and a dad. It was only a two-bedroom house. And we moved quite a bit, but we never got in a three-bedroom house until my senior year in high school. I mean, and the houses were always rental houses, run down, and not very good houses. Not, you know, now you wouldn't think about, I wouldn't think about living in one of them. I wouldn't want to live in one, nor in that neighborhood.
You didn't have central heat, I take it?
No, we had wood stoves.
And you didn't have air conditioning?
No, we had window fans.
Did you have a plaster on the wall or board on the wall? Was there insulation there?
Hmm.
No. Was the house painted?
It was a white house, but it wasn't a newly painted house.
And who rented to you the early homes, do you know?
When we lived on Brook Street, we rented from the Miss Mary Lasseter. She's not living there. It's McDonald Lasseter's wife. She owned the house that we lived in.
Is she part of the black community?
Right. She lives right there on Church Street. The house had a bathtub in it, but the water didn't run in, and it wasn't heated water. So we had to, when we bathed, we had to heat our water and bathe in the tub.
How would you heat the water?
On the cook stove.
And did you have running water in the kitchen?
Yes.
Did you have indoor plumbing?
Yes.
You had a toilet in the house. Mm. Didn't have to go out the back porch.
No. Now, and when we left that house, we moved to Gomain Avenue, where the housing project is now. We had outdoor bathroom then. And the water was outside, and my daddy had it fixed so that it would come inside, and that was cold water, no hot water. And we used to, we used to have to get the tub, have to sit up late at night and get behind the stove and get in the tub and get your bath, or get in the kitchen and get your bath in the kitchen after dinner.
Is that what you mean when you said at that time you thought it was hard?
It was hard.
Growing up?
Mm-hmm.
The house, the overcrowding, any other things that made you feel that it was hard?
No, because we always felt loved and protected and safe. I mean, we didn't have a lot, but we were poor, but we didn't know that we were poor because the people next door were in the same shape. They had to go across the street to use the bathroom, and they shared their bathroom with three other houses, but we had our own outside bathroom.
What would happen if you got into a disagreement playing out on the street with you and another child? Would get into a disagreement, or somebody would misbehave out on the street?
Well, like I said, before my brother and sister came along, my mom would be working, but I always had an older brother and older sister, and my brother that you know, Clyde, was 15 months older than I am, so sometimes if I got in a fight, then he would help me. But we really didn't do a lot of fighting and stuff. But if some of the parents were at home and they said something, then we had to do what they said. If they said, stop it, you go home, we went home. You know, it was like the whole community, like I said, was raising that one particular child. And then when my mom came home, she knew about what had happened when she got home. And then she would deal with us.
How would she discipline you?
With switch.
A couple of whacks with a switch?
No, she'd get a little switch. And she would wear us out with that switch. And my dad only whipping me one time. And he would get a switch so long and so big. I thought, oh my God, he's going to kill me. And he'd hit me one time. But it just hurt my feelings because I was my daddy's baby. And he hit me, and it hurt my feelings more than it hurt me.
Would you call your mom's discipline physical abuse today? Or?
Not really. And you know, I was just thinking about my mom, and I said, I'd just like to see her today, what she would say about the children, child abuse, and what she had to say. But she had a way with children, because my child and my sister has two girls, and they have memories of my mom. And she used to, she would wear a lot of house dresses and bedroom shoes. She had those Daniel Green slippers with the leather bottoms. And she always had them on, and she would just take it off and give them a little whack. And that was all she had to do. And she had control. I mean, she demanded respect, and she got it. I mean, you did what she said do, whether you wanted to or not.
Did you have aunts or uncles or grandparents living near you when you grew up?
My aunt lived one street over. She lived on MacDay Street, and we lived on Brook Street. And my grandparents lived down in Chatham County. That's where my mom and dad are from. So they were down in Chatham County.
You get to see them much?
We used to go down there like every weekend.
How much education did your parents have?
My mom went to seventh grade. My dad went to fifth grade. And this is the kind of man my dad was, we say. Because in school, you know, every summer we had to write what I did during my summer vacation. And they would always want to know, where does your mom work? Where does your dad work? How far did your mom go in school? How far did your dad go in school? You say, Dad, how far did you go in school? He said, I went to school 2 days. I went to school the first day to see who my teacher was going to be. And I went the second day in my sister's place because she wanted perfect attendance. So, but he went to the fifth grade.
He sounds like a real character.
He was. I mean, and he could you never knew what he was going to say, you know, but it was always funny. And he always seemed to feel good. He talked loud and he knew everybody. And I have a brother that's just like him.
Your parents or your relatives talk to you about school and getting an education?
Yeah, my mom did. And our teachers did a lot of that. The one thing that I can remember is when we were in elementary school, we never, and even high school, we never had new books. We always got the old books from Chapel Hill High that had always been written in, because we could never recognize the child's name that had had the book before. We never got new books. But my mom used to tell us, you need to learn this, you need to do that, you need to get your lessons, you know. And the teachers used to talk about, well, one day there's going to be integration, and those two teachers aren't going to spend the time with you like I'm spending with you. We want to make sure you are prepared. You need to get your lessons. You need to know your timetables. You need to learn certain things, you know. And that was true, because when my sister and brother were in school, those teachers didn't spend time with them. If they got it, good. If they didn't, toodaloo. It was
so
true.
Sink or swim, huh?
Mm-hmm. Either you get it or you don't, but we're going on.
Did you have an encyclopedia at home?
No.
Or a dictionary?
I want to think we had a dictionary, but no encyclopedia.
Were there books in the house to read?
Yeah, but not books that necessarily interested me or books that I could read, because I have two brothers and a sister older than I am, and they had books, but not like my grandchildren have books that my child had when he was born, when he was here.
What role did church play in the family's life?
We used to go to church, but not like I do now. Now, I don't miss a Sunday going to church. I enjoy church, and I look forward to it, and I work in the church. But back then, I guess I didn't go because being a female, I didn't have the clothes that I wanted to wear, and I didn't want to be different from everybody else. And it was just easier for me not to go, but I would go every now and then, you know.
Did your mom go or your dad go?
No. They grew up in the church, but they kind of got away from it. My dad didn't have a car, and like I say, they were from Chatham County, and they wanted to go to their home church. And I guess if they had really put forth enough effort, they could have gone to church, because like I say, my aunt was in Chapel Hill, and they could have gone with her, but I don't know. They didn't.
Their church wasn't the Holland AME.
Hamlet's Chapel, CME.
It's
the sister church to St. Joseph.
Were your parents active in the PTA when you were in school?
No. And like I say, I have a brother and a sister younger than I am, and I used to go to the PTA meetings for them or for their teachers' conferences. I would be the one to go.
Did the teachers visit your home?
Yes, they lived in the community, and they would walk right past our house going. And most of them lived on Church Street in that big house where, I don't know if you know the Wilsons, Doris Wilson. It's like Magday Street is here, and this big house that sits up there. It doesn't look that big now, but at that particular time, it was a big house, yeah. And they lived there. And a lot of teachers lived up on Lindsay Street.
So they boarded, they came from out of town, I think?
Mm-hmm.
What was school like? What was North Side. Well, when you went there,
it was North Side.
It was North Side. That's right. 49, it became North Side.
Mm-hmm.
So you went to North Side. And what was it like?
It was nice. Like I say, in the first grade, we went a half a day in the mornings. And then after Christmas, we went a half a day in the evenings.
Because it was crowded?
It was crowded. It was three first grades. So I guess it was actually six first grades. I can remember when I was in second grade, in 1952, we used to have operettas. And that was so much fun. And I was Patty Sue in one of the operettas. And she was one of the stars in the play. And my principal, who is dead, who was James Peace, he's dead now, but I saw him at a wedding, and he said, "Hey, Patty Sue." So I was Patty Sue to him from second grade up until he died.
Did you feel at the time, or looking back on it now, did you feel that performance was important in school? Not just classroom work, but other things like singing or acting or sports.
Well, I could never sing, so I wouldn't know about that. And I enjoyed the play, the operettas, mm-hmm. and they had, I can remember being in Northside, and we went outside to play ball, and somebody let the bat go and hit a fella in the mouth and knocked out four of his teeth and his face swole up, and it was just terrible. And after that, we couldn't have bats on the playground anymore at school. We used to roll a ball and kick it and play like that, and it was like a basketball type, you know, one of those balls. But I can remember May Days. Oh, May Days were great. I mean, they were great. Each class would do a dance. You had a May Day queen, and wrapping the maypole, they had a big pole, and had different colors, and the ribbon was different colors, and you would wear a dress the color of your ribbon, and you would go in and out, and you wrapped the maypole, and they played music. And that would be like the climax of May Day. That was the ending. But each class would do like a dance. And you'd dress up like the pilgrims or the Indians or the king and I or whatever. You would wear that costume to correspond with the dance you were doing and have the music to go along with it. And they had popcorn and sodas and candy apples and stuff like that. It was kind of like I don't know what you could compare it with. I mean, but it was nice, and everybody had a good time. I mean, May Day. Oh, we just lived for May Day.
So there were games and costumes and
a queen
and queen
food.
Wrap the maypole.
Mm-hmm.
And then, food.
Yes.
Can't leave food out.
Yes.
what are some of the other things you remember? Did you have assembly regularly?
We did, and I can remember, they used to have talent shows, and then I remember the senior class always had the superlatives and we used to have plays, and we had basketball games, and that was a big time. And I can't remember how much they charged to get in the games, but we had great participation, and people used to come out because we were always good in sports, always.
What about the classroom? Did you get homework?
Oh, yes.
Did you feel that the teachers were pushing you to learn?
Not necessarily pushing us. They encouraged us. But we weren't pushed. We wanted to learn. And, you know, if we had homework, we did our homework. We studied. I can remember homecoming, and because we always had a good football team.
And that's at Lincoln.
Yeah,
let's go back.
Oh, you were at Northside.
Oh, you were at Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
So the May Day was Northside.
We had May Day at Northside too, and May Day at Lincoln.
But the May Day that you were describing, was that Lincoln?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go on and talk about Lincoln and the teachers. You had told me about the books,
mm-hmm.
that the books were all old.
Mm-hmm.
Were they torn up?
No, but they had writing in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, children would write on the different pages, and they weren't torn, but they were not new books.
Could you take the books home?
Yes.
What happens if you lose a book?
You had to pay for it at the end of the year.
Or if you didn't pay for it?
You didn't get your report card.
So you had to take care of the books.
Mm-hmm.
What if you wrote in the books?
We were fine.
Fine for writing in the books?
Mm-hmm. For damaging the books, we had to pay. And we had to pay a book fee. We had to pay a typing fee. We had to pay physical ed for our... we had some little blue, like jumpsuit type things with elastic in the legs, and we had to pay for those. I don't know what the children do gym in now. We had to pay for our lunch. We had to pay. I can remember when the gym was built, we couldn't walk across the gym floor with regular shoes on. We had to walk around the edges of the gym, and in the gym they had a stage, but they didn't have a curtain. The curtain, and the curtain that goes around the back, so you could have plays and stuff. And each child had to pay so much money to buy that curtain for the Lincoln Gym.
Separate but unequal.
Yes, very.
You started talking about sports at Lincoln, and I understand that you were a drum majorette or a baton. Was it?
I started out as a baton twirler in seventh grade,
uh-huh.
And then as I moved up in the grades. And I have some pictures. Do you have pictures of the majorettes? Okay, I'll show them to you. And but I was never the drum majorette. I was a majorette though. And we started out. We wore. We went down to the school during the summer, and practiced. And we learned how to twirl the baton and do different things. And we would go to contests, and to baton twirling clinics and learn the new twirls. And we had to buy our own baton. And Mr. Edgerton, our band director, had a station wagon, and he would carry us to Winston-Salem, to different places to learn to these clinics. And we had a lot of fun during that. We wore black shorts and a white sweater and majorette boots. These were the baton twirlers. And then the majorettes had the majorette suits from the school that corresponded with the band uniforms. But it was the majorettes, then the baton twirlers, and then the band.
And when would you perform?
Oh, we would, Mr. Edgerton would take us to North Carolina Central's homecoming, Shaw's homecoming. Different schools would invite us. We would do the Christmas parade. Back then, at homecoming, we would have the homecoming floats and the